Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Sonny Kutcher joining us now. Young Americans Against Socialism. Sonny, how are you?
Doing great. Glad to be with you.
Always a joy. We missed you last week. Hope you had a great week off. And as I was mentioning a moment ago before even you coming on air, lots going on between, Israel and Iran. And I'm by no means, Sonny, and I told all of our listeners this a few minutes ago, I'm not an expert when it comes to foreign affairs and things that are happening along these lines. I have my own thoughts and ideas as to how some things might play out. And as much as I don't want this to happen, I could see us being very involved and probably ending this no later than Friday.
I think there has been, of course, the temperature has gotten very hot. It's heating up for sure. And this, crisis breaking out acutely as it has this past week has been, I think, a reality check for a lot of people. I think that there are a lot of, as we know, dark influences happening across the globe that are fighting each other. And they do not want peace in this world. They do not want peace and prosperity for America, the beacon of freedom and Western values and all that our Constitution stands for, the respect that we as Americans have for our freedom and the Constitution as well. They hate that, despise that. And so I believe that, unfortunately, you have to, what's the saying? You have to, to make an omelet, you have to break a few eggs. Mm-hmm. I think that, I'm not condoning violence. No one likes war. No one wants any of these things. But unfortunately, that is the brokenness of humanity and the consequence of evil forces battling each other. I think that, just because Trump is, President Trump is not shying away from using force or action like he has in his first term and just in he's advocated for in general as a strong, strong foreign policy leader. That doesn't mean this is all out war. And if you've seen Trump make, his press gaggles and the words that he's using, the interviews that he's done, you see he seems very strong and confident. He knows the American people do not want to be in another, never-ending war. He understands that, but he also knows what's at stake here, what's at risk, and who he is.
There's an article that just came out 3 minutes ago in Wall Street Journal. Trump privately approved of attack plans for Iran, but has withheld that final order. And I think his hope is as some of this news leaks out, that we are going to for sure be on Israel's side. We will make sure that this thing ends the way that it is supposed to. I think Donald Trump's hope, and mine is as well, Sonny, is that, Tehran will come back and say, okay, we get it. We surrender. We'll make this all work the way that it's supposed to. We'll quit spinning centrifuges. We'll shut down our program. We'll do whatever is necessary to make sure that we, don't lose any more ground as a country. Although I hope that happens, Sonny, I'm highly doubtful, knowing the pride of this Islamic regime, because that's what this is, by the way. We have to remember that. This isn't a regular country. This isn't a regular, foreign dignitary or president or somebody like that that we would normally be speaking about. These are literally individuals that want to see the death of Israel and the death of the U.S. We can't forget that for any moment. That's exactly what they want. In my opinion only, is because of that, they're not going to bow, and Trump will finally have to make that phone call to get this thing ended. That's my prediction.
Well, they'll never bow, and I think that's what people are one side is understanding, and one side is kind of like there seems to be lost on the plot of that, because these like you said, the Islamic leader, this Islamic regime, as there are literally many across the country who all believe that their victory in heaven comes from killing all infidels.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Unfortunately, that is the truth. And there are very peaceful Muslims, but they still bow down to Allah. And the radical Muslims believe that they will be martyred in heaven for dying because of their bravery in killing all infidels. That includes Christians. And I'm not Netanyahu's biggest fan personally. I think that, you know, he's just what a difficult position to be in, right?
Right.
But, you know, when people talk about, you know, protecting Israel and supporting Israel, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the government of Israel. We've talked about this before, the modern political entity that, you know, that does Israel's bidding in terms of the political landscape. We have to understand that this is a spiritual war. And when we talk about, you know, the whole hullabaloo over Ted Cruz's interview and everything talking about Israel, I think that is the beginning. I heard other commentators saying this. This is the beginning of a very uncomfortable conversation for Christians, for all people, when we're talking about spiritual warfare and the dark forces when it comes to these thousand years long conflict between Jews, Muslims, and Christians.
Yep. No, I can't argue anything you just said along those lines. And every political leader, I mean, you know, what you said about Netanyahu, as much as I love Donald Trump, do I love every single thing that Donald Trump does and says? No, Sonny. I mean, we've had those conversations before. I think, and I said this yesterday on our program, I think anybody that claims to be 100% behind someone else, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, number one, somebody's lying in that relationship. Because even you know, partners in life, husbands and wives, you're never going to agree on every single thing that comes along. There's compromise, and that's what it takes to make relationships work. So at the end of the day, no, I'm not always going to agree with what a leader does, but the premise of it and what has to happen in this particular case, when you've got Iran and the Ayatollah basically saying, I'm reading it right here, says his country wouldn't surrender and warned any U.S. military intervention would bring irreparable consequences. Well, I can already tell you right now that I, as an American, and Donald Trump are looking at that saying, yeah, bring it on, folks.
Well, exactly. And there's that viral, infamous clip of Trump speaking on Rush Limbaugh. And he said, you know, go ahead, you know, find out, essentially, because
FAFO.
Exactly. And so I just think, you know, I think that if Iran was really going to strike back, it would have happened already. And maybe they're just going for the element of surprise. And we know we have these sleeper cells here. We know we have it's such a vulnerable
thing. We are. No, and I want to stop you for a moment, because I do think that's something worth talking about for a moment that I haven't gotten into. And there's one thing that, if there's anything that I do get a little bit nervous about, is the fact that I know that what you just said exists. I know we've got these you know, these folk that are in the United States of America, the sleeper cells, which, by the way, and I don't know how this would potentially work, but I don't trust those cells. I don't trust what China's got going on here in our country. I don't trust what the cartels from other countries, Mexico, et cetera, have going on in this country. And you combine some of those together, and would they ever work together at the same time, Sonny? I don't have an answer to that, but I don't trust any of them. And if there's any fear that I have, it's more along those lines than it is what the Ayatollah says.
Right. And we just don't know. We never know the whole truth. You know, the Ayatollah is tweeting saying, we'll never surrender. And people are saying, there's no proof that Iran does have a nuclear bomb or the capability for it. And it's like, do you think that they would tell us? Do you really trust these people? You know, like you said, I don't trust anyone. And Trump said that recently. He said those exact words. I don't trust anybody. And we have to be so cognizant and so discerning about the information that we're told, just like that report that you just said came out, you know, we've approved an attack, but let's hope Iran comes to the table. I mean, maybe they want to leak that so that, you know, they spread certain information. There's just so much at play. This is the fog of war. This is 5D chess.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I was very, you know, just unnerved and unsettled, uneasy about this conflict, you know, rising up again. But I do trust President Trump. I do trust that he does not want Americans to die overseas for another, you know, for a war that it does threaten our freedom, these ideologies, but there's a way to do it without sending troops and a 20-year-long war. I mean, we all know
we don't
that.
Want that. No, none of us want that. And I don't, by the way, I don't think that would happen in this particular case. I think Trump knows that full well. And we talked about this yesterday, because I've made a very, made it very clear. My cohort, Andy, we talked about this yesterday, that, you know, Tucker Carlson, for example, he's on the wrong side of this. I hate to say that, but he is. You know, he is. He and Steve Bannon both. They are 100% on the wrong side of this whole problem, this whole solution, if you would. And I don't agree with either one of them. So I would have been on Ted's side as far as, you know, sparring with Tucker over this, because, you know, Tucker's just flat out wrong. Son, you cannot let mad men and women, terrorists, have nuclear weapons. It's that simple. That's what this comes down to, period.
Well, and I also just think that, you know, Tucker specifically, and I have been a fan of Tucker.
Me too. Up until now.
I think that the idea of being so isolationist to a detriment, that
dumb.
Is not, to me, in my opinion, strong foreign policy.
It's not.
You know, there has to be some sort of strength. And I, you know, again, Israel, you know, started these airstrikes. Like, that was completely up to them. And I think, you know, of course, we've sent billions of dollars to Israel, which I don't personally support either. But that is just the fact. And I think people are not living in reality. This is where we are, folks. You know, we have to make do with what we've got. And unfortunately, things will not always go our way. There are times where conflicts arise. You just have to be strong in the face of it, and be strong in the face of, you know, what you say, because we can't do, our hands are clean. Like, we're staying out of this one. It's like you said, they chant death to America too. It's not it's not just words. This is an ideology, a religious extremist ideology. They, to their core, it's just like the socialists and the Marxists. And that's why, you know, I've been bringing up this Zohran Mamdani, who I've been talking about on Twitter a lot, because it is terrifying. These cities are going to become not only, you know, leftist cesspool welfare states, welfare cities, but they're also going to be radical jihadist Islamic caliphates. This is a serious problem, and we've just completely dropped the ball. Some of those illegal aliens that have come in, of course, they've come in from all these other countries who just want benefits from the government, and they're just living here, you know, sucking off the teat of the American, you know, taxpayer. But a lot of these people are from countries that they're only mission in life is to kill infidels.
You're right. You're right. One last thing before I let you go, though, just a reminder, and I'll throw this back at you. When it comes to Israel and the money we spend there, the reason why I don't get bothered too much by that is because it's a pretty good bargain to take care of the things that even you just mentioned a moment ago about what happens in the Middle East. The Middle East, as far as the peace that's kept, has a lot to do with, yes, us supporting Israel in that way. But really, at the end of the day, Sonny, it's a pretty good bargain if you look at how much we actually spend doing that.
Listen, you know what? And that's just been the way of it. I think that there's just a lot of brokenness in the system and a lot of lack of transparency. And I, you know, despite people's accusations of Trump being, you know, is such close connections to Israel and whatnot, as it goes, I think Trump cannot be bought. I really do. I really do think that he's on
the side
of freedom, hope, and prosperity for the people, for American people. You can see that. You can see his love for this country.
I agree.
And we're not perfect, but we are, you know, but I do think that he has, you know, God behind him, of course. God did not save his life, just as someone said, to save others, to save, you know, freedom. I really, truly believe that. I am just concerned about what happens next. And there's so much division in this country, especially when it comes to these Middle East conflicts. So we're going to see, it's going to be shaky. And I, like I said earlier, this is spiritual warfare, especially because of this particular conflict that's been going on in the Middle East. And it's going to open up some very, very important but uncomfortable conversations.
Young Americans Against Socialism, give us the website where folks can find you.
Yes, it's yaas.org, yaas.org. You can find us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. That would be yaas_America. We're grateful to have this audience, and you can check out our resources there, check out our articles, and stay in touch.
Awesome.
And we're just exposing all the socialists and how we can protect our freedom.
Appreciate it very much, Sonny. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Oh, I'll also say
go ahead.
That tomorrow I'll be on Newsmax 1:30 p.m. Eastern time with John Bachman on his show.
Awesome. Well, good job. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, have a good one, Sonny. Appreciate it very much.